The final act that was passed is the Domestic Violence Amendment Act, and it expands the definition of domestic violence to include victims of assault while engaged or dating. So people in customary relationships and those in actual or perceived romantic, intimate, or sexual relationships, regardless of their length, are also protected by this law. What this basically means is that if you are hurt by somebody who you've been casually dating or have even been married to for years, you are still able to make a case against them under the Domestic Violence Act. This extended definition also includes older citizens who have been abused by family members. The Act includes new definitions such as controlling behavior and coercive behavior. It also expands definitions like domestic violence to include spiritual abuse, elder abuse, and or exposing or subjecting children to a certain list of problematic behavior. A critical change, and I think the most important change in this act for victims, is that women can now apply for protection orders 24 hours a day. Also, victims don't have to be physically present in court when a magistrate grants an interim protection order anymore. Another wonderful addition to the Act is that online applications for protection orders against acts of domestic violence are now possible. Once the order has been granted, it will be sent to the accused via email. The protection order would then also be added to a central digital depository that holds or collects other orders and cases that have been made against the same person. So you now have a database of information against or about known abusers. So while the online protection order process is a game changer, it's important to note that we live in South Africa and not everybody has access to reliable internet. Not everybody has a smartphone that they can use. Not everybody can afford the data necessary to, you know, conclude the application. We must also remember that not everyone is literate enough to access and navigate the website that houses this portal. So, the Domestic Violence Amendment Act is a wonderful game changer, and it also, in addition to these critical changes, imposes obligations on functionaries in the departments of health and social development to provide certain services to victims of domestic violence. So essentially to ensure that when a person is a victim of domestic violence, they can go to a hospital or a health center or a shelter and be helped. In conclusion, I think that the passing of these laws should make it more difficult for perpetrators to evade justice. It should make it easier and faster for victims to have access to true justice. But because of the history that we have seen with the engagement of police, especially with domestic violence and femicide cases, it remains to be seen whether these changes will be enforced and executed the way that they should be. I think it's also a good sign that the obligations for police officials to execute their responsibilities have also been re-emphasized, and that there will be consequences for those who do not fulfill the duty the way that they should.